Tom.
Yes, mate.
We've been a radio husband and wife for a little over a year now.
That's right.
So you know me a little bit.
Yeah.
You spend a lot of time with me.
Yep.
What are some of the things that I like to do?
You like to go hiking.
Yes.
You like to eat sourdough bread.
That's because I have to.
You also love a furphy.
Yes, I do. No, you're right.
And you like to injure yourself.
Hey. Hey now.
You end up in hospital a bit.
Yeah, that's because I'm active. But see, the script has been flipped because years ago I would end up in hospital because I was in immense pain or there'd be something going on.
Yeah.
So every now and then I might mention the fact that I'm not having kids. Now, yes. I have made the choice to not have kids, Ron.
Yep.
But there are lots of options if you want to have babies.
Hmm.
There's other ways that you can go about
it. Sure, lots of options.
But I don't have the physical option anymore because today is actually the anniversary and I completely forgot because I'm so happy with my life. Today's the anniversary of my hysterectomy.
Okay. And now, I don't know a lot about lady bits, but
yes.
You're quite young to have had one, yes?
Yeah, I was 29 when I had mine.
Okay.
Because I made a decision that I was not going into my 30s and spending my 30s the same way that I spent my 20s, which was on average about 10 plus hospital admissions a year, thanks to endometriosis.
Right.
And adenomyosis as well. So they're similar, but a little bit different. Now, a hysterectomy does not cure endometriosis. It did cure me of adenomyosis because that's just in the baby vessel, aka the uterus.
Okay.
Okay. But endometriosis is something that does affect 1 in 10 women. That's just the women that have been diagnosed as well. And thankfully, through my surgery and the excision specialist that I had, I am living this life that is so great that I completely forgot about how awful my life was.
Okay, yeah.
Last year was the first year anniversary.
Yeah.
And that seems so triumphant. And now that I get to my second year anniversary, I'm like, oh, this is what life's meant to be.
Yeah.
And
it could be fun.
So awesome.
And not in pain all the time and stuff.
But it was a really hard decision. I had to go through so many checks and balances and have many meetings with GPs and other gynecologists to get it all ticked off. It's a pretty big decision. As you say, I was young. I was 29 when I had it done. People would say to me, oh, but don't you want kids? And I'm like, yeah, but there's a life here now and I want to live my life. So can I live it first and then see if bringing up a child is in something that I want to do? Because I don't even know what life is meant to be.
And as you say, you've got options, you know, later down the track. You can
if I wanted to adopt or foster or or surrogacy. Like, those options are there, but it's just not for me. So without me even realising, today I'm wearing like a little fancy high-waisted skirt, which was not a thing that would have happened pre-hysterectomy.
Yeah.
Oh, no way. The bloating. Oh.
Right.
No thanks.
Okay.
May even go for a hike to celebrate.
Yeah.
Things that you can do.
So what would you say to someone who might be going through that decision-making process at the moment, maybe looking at that as an option?
I would say that don't think that your reproductive system is your value as a human. It's wonderful if you can have kids and that's amazing, but you are more than your organs inside of you and you deserve to live a life and be pain-free and get out there and have a really wonderful time. And if you're worried about how you're going to operate afterwards, well, I'm 2 years in and oh my God, I'm loving life.
You're flying, loving life. Wonderful. Good message. Well said, mate.